got both lanes of I-45 flowing north. You've got both lanes, or not both lanes, both sides. So 8, 10, 12 lanes in some places flowing north.
President Bush planning to fly to Texas tomorrow for a look at the storm preparations that are being made. The White House says he also wants to personally thank the emergency workers who are gathering for the big storm. Well, as for the storm itself, Rita has taken a turn to the right now. That means landfall could come closer to the Texas-Louisiana border. That is something New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin was hoping not to see.
People are struggling with the fact of, you know, why two storms back to back? Why such two powerful storms back to back? And we're just talking to people and basically trying to get them to stay focused on the task at hand.
The city of New Orleans is now under a tropical storm warning. The biggest concern is that Rita's high winds and, of course, the following storm surges could breach the city's already damaged levees. Most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Poor gas mileage will waste a lot of money. So get to AutoZone during fall car care season. Tune up your car and start getting better gas mileage today. Install a new set of spark plugs. Replace your dirty air filter. Put in a new fuel filter. And add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone. Tune up your car and save gas now.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Stocks rose slightly today on word that Rita has been downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, but our Susan Lasovich is on Wall Street, where she says some very nervous traders are wondering what Friday will hold in store for the market.
We're going into a weekend, so it doesn't really bode well for Friday's close because you just don't know what the hurricane will do, and it's scheduled to come ashore late Friday, early Saturday. We still haven't assessed the economic damage from Katrina, and Rita could just be that one-two punch. Just a lot of fear out there, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of questions.
Today, the Dow closed 44 points higher, while the S&P 500 gained 4.5 points. Well, yesterday's problem with the front landing gear of an Airbus A320 passenger plane in Los Angeles, not the first. At least six other pilots have reported similar problems on that plane. Federal authorities are now ordering the replacement of some seals on that type of landing gear. This is CNN Radio. Well, very few public schools offer classes on the Bible, but as our Barbara Hall reports, that may soon change.
There's a new textbook aimed at presenting objective information about the Bible. The nonprofit group Bible Literacy Project spent 5 years and $2 million developing the coursework for high school students. 41 people contributed to the Bible and its influence, including prominent secular, evangelical, Catholic, and Jewish leaders. The book has already won endorsements from experts in religion, church-state law, and literature. Barbara Hall, CNN.
TV news, big night for the ABC drama Lost, with more than 23 million people tuning in for last night's big season premiere, but a not-so-big night for Martha Stewart's new Apprentice television show. Fewer than 8 million tuned in for that. I'm Greg Black. This is CNN Radio.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I don't want to call it a conspiracy because it's not.
It's a veneer.
That doesn't have any of the good Neil evil words. Veneer.
Well, but see,
it's an insidious veneer.
It's an insidious veneer, and if you scratch away the veneer, what do you have on the other side?
Evil!
Raw evil.
Yes, raw evil at the core of the Oval Office, and he looks like the cavefish Karl Rove.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Could you save $20 a week for your future?
Verity Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Been watching the pictures from Houston. Oh, my goodness. That is a traffic jam. And I'll tell you, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing as you watch those pictures? Traffic backed up for, what, 30, 40 miles? Tens of thousands of cars on the road, all crammed together in four or five lanes of expressway heading north, while the southbound expressways are empty. Oh, my God. What is it? What is it about the leadership in this country, from the mayors to the governors to the senators to the representative, to the president? What is it that nobody seems able to use any sort of logic? Hello, there's a hurricane coming. We may all die. Okay, let's leave the area where the hurricane's going to hit. Okay, how do we get out of here? Well, those of us who have cars, we drive. What do we drive on? The expressway! The interstate! Christ. And then what's this I heard? Missing 100 baggage screeners at the airport. Where was it at? In Houston? Did you see the lines there? You know what this does to me? It makes me think about all the stuff that I went through as a kid, a teenager, a young adult, a middle-aged adult, about the Russians, the Soviets, what happens if they launch ICBMs. I can remember the evacuation plans for New York City and Chicago and Cincinnati and places, right? If the Soviets launch, we launch back, and then we have 38 minutes to clear major cities in North America. Oh, God. Wasn't that funny? That's why they called it mutually assured destruction. Now, the public was told, going all the way back to the 50s when we were told duck and cover, all that crap, that all you had to do was just fall down on the street and put your little poplin jacket over your head and your bare arms and you'd be safe. Forget all those ugly pictures from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's just Japanese propaganda. And now we have this. Is there anybody in any position... Is there anybody in any position of power or authority in this country who can make a damn decision? Where are the right wing toe suckers? Where I don't listen to them. Maybe you guys do. Hannity or Limbaugh or the rest of these vampires. Are they talking about the mayor of Houston? Are they talking about the governor of Texas the way they talked about the mayor of New Orleans, the governor of Louisiana? Huh? Nobody can just get out on the interstate and say, yo, hey, come on over here. Drive north on the southbound lanes. Don't worry about it. We got to get out of here. And remember how the right wingers just went all frothy at the mouth and glassy-eyed with their berating of the cops in New Orleans who bailed out because they had their own babies, their own families, their own spouses to take care of. And here we have baggage handlers who bailed out because they have their own babies, their own families, their own spouses to take care of. I don't know, because I don't listen to garbage radio. I can't. You know, it makes me want to blow up things. And I respect any of you folks out there who can listen to this filth on right-wing talk radio. But I ask you, have any of these filthy pigs who are right-wing talk show hosts, have any of them talked about the chaos in Texas? I don't know. But I look at those pictures and you know, of traffic sitting there, appear to be sitting, moving maybe 1 or 2 or 3 miles an hour. Gasoline being just wasted. Children that have to pee. Adults that you know, the whole thing. It's just, wow. Wow. Tracy in West Des Moines, Iowa, who identifies herself as a Pink Floyd fan, says, "Hey, Mike and Kathy, do you think that God could be punishing the government for their oil for blood policies? You know, seeing how all the areas being hit are oil havens?" I don't know, Tracy. I went as far as I can go with that topic last night by introducing karma, balance, Newtonian physics. If you're going to be in the New York City area this weekend, go to the Raven. Okay, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They are having a fundraiser for the victims of Katrina. That seems so last week, doesn't it? The Raven is on the corner of Avenue A and East 12th Street on the Lower East Side. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, Kathy and I and probably the kid, Molly, will be there starting at 7 o'clock. So come on by. If you want further information, go to theraven-nyc.com to get information. All right. And tomorrow night, tomorrow's a travel day for us. God, I hope the forward landing gear in our plane comes down okay. What do you think, Kathy? Huh? Or else we have that pilot that flew that JetBlue behemoth the other day. Wasn't that something? Good God, I'm still thinking about that. Anyway, we'll be traveling Friday. So tomorrow night, Harrison on the Edge will be filling in for me. He's a weekend host from our LA affiliate, KTLK. This guy's going to knock your socks off. I'm telling you, once you hear him, you're going to go, what? So tune in tomorrow night, okay? We have some sound for you tonight from Bush discussing the war on terror and hurricane preparation at the Pentagon. As I usually do, I looked up from whatever I was doing, playing with Molly, I don't know. During the day, I've been watching a lot of the Weather Channel because it's just like, holy jumping Jehoshaphat, look at that. But Kathy has to do CNN and MSNBC and C-SPAN. And she just does. It's part of her job. And so at least one of the three televisions we have in the house are on CNN. And I looked up today, and there's Bush and Cheney and Rice and Myers. And who else was there? There were about five of them. Rumsfeld. They're all standing there. And it just reminded me, we went to the Gwinnett County Fair here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains last Saturday or Sunday. Gwinnett County Fair. And they have a big midway. And on the midway, one of the games are these wooden dolls with the fringy looking stuff around the side and the dumbass expressions on their faces, and they give you 3 baseballs for $1. And the objective is to use your 3 baseballs and throw them at these wooden 2-dimensional dolls and knock them down. And if you do 2 out of 3, you win a prize. little cheap-ass made-in-China stuffed animal. And if you win three little cheap-ass stuffed animals, you can trade it in for a medium-sized cheap-ass made-in-China stuffed animal. Now, we never stop and play those games because we're way too smart for that. We go for the games where you slide the quarters in. But today, when I looked on CNN, there they were! Five of those dumbass dolls! And I reached over looking for baseballs like, oh, man, let me just do this one time. Let me win some cheap-ass made-in-China stuffed animals.
It's Duck and Cover. Duck and Cover. He did what we all must learn to do. You and you and you and you. Duck and Cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing.
Bert the Turtle?
You friends, tell me right out loud.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Common sense from the left side of the dial. Madison's progressive talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful, it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
When you look at this Constitution that has women's rights in the transitional section, meaning the transition into a theocracy, right? And it does say in the transition women will have 25% representation in the Iraqi transitional government. The population of Iraqi women is 60%. They are the majority.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1. And the Mike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife, Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter, Marcia, his driver, Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Listen, you're on the mic.
I just think Al Franken has some great insights, and he makes it funny, too.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Harold from the Ravens is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to chat for just a minute about what he's got going this weekend. So stick around for that. And you got to hear the sound today. This press conference today was the low point of my past 90 days, I guess. The little bits and pieces that I caught from members of the so-called working press, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. So we'll get to that in a minute. Bianca! Hey, good news for the Saudis today. First, a judge in New York dismisses from a lawsuit brought by September 11th family members, dismisses a Saudi charity and two Saudi princes who were named as defendants. It says here a Saudi Arabian charity, two high-level Saudi princes were dismissed as defendants in three civil lawsuits accusing them of providing support to Al-Qaeda before the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack. Federal Judge Richard Casey made the rulings as he continued deciding who should remain as defendants in cases brought by representatives, survivors, and insurance carriers of the victims of the attack. He made similar rulings back in January, this judge did, when the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, three princes, and several financial institutions were also dismissed. On Wednesday, yesterday, the judge dismissed the Saudi High Relief Commission and Saudi Princes Salman and Naif as defendants in three lawsuits. Prince Salman is a member of Saudi Arabia's Council of Ministers and the president of the Relief Commission. And Prince Naif has been the Saudi Minister of the Interior since 1975. Now, the Relief Commission was accused in lawsuits of acting as a component of Al-Qaeda's logistical and financial support infrastructure. Why is that, you ask? Well, the plaintiffs in the case said that U.S. forces raided the Relief Commission's Sarajevo branch in 2001 and found computer hard drives with photographs of the World Trade Center before and after its collapse, along with photos of two U.S. embassies in Africa that were bombed in 1998, and photographs of the USS Cole that was attacked in 2000. The plaintiffs also had alleged that U.S. forces found files on pesticides and crop dusters, the locations of Washington, D.C. government buildings, fake Department of State badges, and cash. Ah, but let's dismiss the lawsuit, because these are Bush family business associates. That's part A. Here's part B. President Bush decided Wednesday to waive any financial sanctions on Saudi Arabia for failing to stop the modern-day slave trade in prostitutes, child sex workers, and forced laborers. This is according to the Associated Press. George Bush says to the Saudis, go ahead, you can continue to bugger the little boys and girls as long as you like. Go ahead, you can continue to bring in 13-year-olds and force them into whorehouses. Go ahead, because you're our business partners, and we love you, and I love Jesus. In June, the State Department listed 14 countries as failing to adequately address trafficking problems, child sex workers, prostitutes, and forced laborers. Think of that term for just a second. Child sex worker. The State Department listed 14 countries that were not doing enough to address this problem, subjecting them all to possible sanctions if they didn't crack down. One of them was Saudi Arabia. Another one was Kuwait. So yesterday, Bush gives a pass to Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Gee, I wonder why. Ah, you filthy bastards. Hello, Christians? Hello, Christians? Are you going to send emails to Mr. Bush? Hello, Christians? Hello, Southern Baptist Convention? Hello? 800,000 people a year are bought and sold across national borders. Most of them are women and children. They are used as sex slaves. Hello, Southern Baptist. Hello, Lutheran Synod. Hello, Catholic. Oh, never mind about the Catholic. I lost my head there for a second. Hello, Methodists. Hello, Anglicans. Anybody? Any of you Christians? Hello? So Bush waves any responsibility on the part of Saudi Arabia or Kuwait to stop bringing children into their countries to serve as sex slaves. And you people wonder sometimes why I seem to be eaten up with rage. Are you serious? And you right-wing lurkers that lurk around this program, this is your boy, you disgusting bastards. This is your boy. This is your boy, George Bush. He signed a waiver saying the Saudis and the Kuwaitis could continue to bring in little girls and little boys like your children's ages, you right-wing bastards, to be buggered, to be sex toys. How do you like it? Hello, Southern Baptists. Hello, Methodists. Hello, Lutheran Synod. Hello, Catholic Church. No, never mind. Forget the Catholic Church.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1. Radio for the disillusioned and disenfranchised.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
When Jessica's mom bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, Jessica was the first to notice.
My mom has a lot more free time these days. She used to make only a couple of my soccer games, but now she comes to every single one, even the away games, and for pizza afterward. My friends think she's pretty cool, but my boyfriend is still on the fence.
Is your mom going to sit next to us during the whole movie?
Next month, my mom's chaperoning my senior prom. I can't wait.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter, and it's tough on stains, yet protects your clothes, too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Senator Tom Daschle here on the Ed Schultz Show. Senator, what about foreign debt? This is a new equation for America, isn't it? I mean, we are actually going to the market every day, as Bill Clinton said the other day, in getting other countries to fund our debt. True or false?
That's true, Ed. And that's really, I think, more and more people are coming to realize that puts us in a very, very vulnerable position. It used to be we were vulnerable only to the countries that had oil. Now we're vulnerable to the countries that have money. And I never thought we'd find this great country of ours in a position of vulnerability to that degree. But here we are, not only now dependent upon foreign sources for over 50% of the oil we use, but we're dependent upon foreign sources for over 50% of the money we borrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a very scary position for us to be in.
Why has FEMA been so dysfunctional? Whether, I mean, I'm sure, you know, there's enough blame to go around, and we can always make things better. But it just seems through this whole cycle that they haven't done a whole lot right.
It's three things. First of all, I think it was a mistake to bury them in the Department of Homeland Security. They're now part of bureaucracy. They don't have the autonomy, the ability to make quick decisions.
Was that unavoidable?
It was unavoidable at the time, but I think that looking back on hindsight, I think that it's something we have to rectify immediately.
So restructure.
Restructure, absolutely. Okay. They've got to have the autonomy to act quickly, like a fire department.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that is a problem is leadership. I mean, you got to have the right people in the right job. James Lee Witt was the right person with the right job, with the right stuff.
He knew how to do it.
Made a huge difference. We don't have that today. Mm-hmm. The third thing is they have to have resources. And we've been starving FEMA for a long period of time. You can't starve FEMA and expect to have any results.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
I'm a little disappointed that you and your staff have overlooked one of the main reasons for New Orleans, and that is the French. The French did not support the coalition.
That's correct.
And now they've caused this problem by putting New Orleans where it is.
Well, here's the funny thing, Pat, is see on a progressive radio show that's done as comedy, that will be repeated later as fact on a right-wing radio show.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm Uncle Sam, and I want you to party! The U.S. military's looking for a few good dudes just to hang out, do jello shots, whatever.
I joined the U.S. Army. I'm like wasted, man.
You sure are. You know, a lot of people think soldiers have to go to Iraq and dodge suicide bombers. But don't worry, that won't be you. You're going to spend your time in the military winning free iPods and hanging out at Monster Truck Rally. We've got more than enough people to fight in Iraq. What we need are volunteers for the 181st Beer Bongadier. Do you have what it takes? I dare you to drink 5 straight shots with our Beer Bongadier vets. But first, I dare you to sign this recruitment form. Join the Army today and get drunk!
And meddle with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
That's how I feel about it. But Randy, they're just being patriotic. Really?
I'm from Potosi, Wisconsin. I love Air America. Keep on doing what you're doing, and happy one-year anniversary.
Madison, you're on the mic, 92.1.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Where's Harold? He's not here yet. I wonder if it's going to be like Leslie Kagan the other night, who just couldn't get through. Oh no! All right. Well, we'll keep trying. You know, whether he makes it on the program or not, we're going to be at his club on Sunday night. Today, New York Times. I opened my New York Times today, and I thought, oh boy, let me see about this Bill Frist story. Of insider trading, where he cashed in millions of dollars of shares right before HCA, Hospital Corporation of America, that his family owns, before it tanked. And I thought, okay, where is it? Have it. Page A25 in the New York Times. page 25. There it is. There it is. Hey, Senator Bill Frist offered an explanation on Wednesday for the timing of his sale in June of his stake in HCA, the giant hospital company that his family founded, as its shares reached a peak and began a steep slide. Now, you know, Frist, of course, is the wonderful Republican, God-fearing, life-loving, anti-abortion leader of the Senate and brother of the Hospital Corporation of America, Chairman Emeritus. The senator's spokesman, Bob Stevenson, said yesterday that Mr. Frist, quote, made a conscious decision to divest himself of all HCA assets so he could pursue an ambitious agenda of health care legislation free of any appearance of self-interest. You see how that works? You see how that works? This greedy son of a bitch dumps his shares after brother calls him and says, Bill, man, bail out! Damn! We're tanking, bro! Hurry! Hurry!
Okay, I'll do it.
So the cover story is, well, the senator made a conscious decision. A conscious decision. To divest himself of all HCA assets, millions of dollars worth, of course, so he can pursue an ambitious agenda of health care legislation. Oh, really? Is that what you're going to do, Senator Jackass? Is that what... What's wrong with you people in Tennessee? Oh, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Any state that elects Republican representatives or senators deserves whatever unique hell that senator or those representatives bring to the aforementioned state. So wallow in it, Tennessee. Good God. I want to pursue an ambitious agenda of health care legislation, and I want to do it free of any appearance of self-interest, so I'm going to cash out. Okay? No fewer than 19 times since Senator Bill Frist has been a senator has it been suggested, have there been accusations about conflicts of interest regarding this pig corporation, HCA? This corporation is probably responsible for more deaths, more bankruptcies, more destruction, and more fraud. 5 years ago, this filthy, filthy company pleaded guilty to 14 criminal counts. They were charged with 200 or 300 of filing fraudulent Medicare reports, paying doctors kickbacks for referrals, raping, assaulting, buggering the healthcare system in this country, as cheap and wicked as it already is. HCA paid $1.7 billion in fines and penalties because of their criminality. And who cares? Who gives a damn? Who cares if people of Tennessee sent this son of a bitch to the Senate? It didn't make any difference. Case, count after count after count of fraud, fraud, fraud. Medicare, lying, cheating, stealing, gouging, ripping. Old people. Old people. And the federal government that Bill Frist and these other Republican pigs claim to not like. I'll tell you, man, just could I be God for a day? Could I be Zeus for a day? And give me a quiver full of those lightning bolts. So Bill Frist, part of a crime family, nowhere near the scale of the Bush crime family, but a crime family nonetheless. $1.7 billion in fines and penalties Hospital Corporation of America had to pay 5 years ago because of their criminal activity. And they only got nailed on 14 counts. There were scores, dozens, hundreds of counts. How many people has Hospital Corporation of America killed? How many families driven into bankruptcy? But these are Republicans. These are Republicans. These are Republicans. So the stock bottomed out under $20 a share in 1999 during the federal fraud investigation, and then it climbed all the way back up to $58 a share in June. And during that time, top executives of this criminal enterprise took advantage of the run-up to exercise options and sell shares worth $165 million in the first 6 months of the year. Oh, my God. So Bill Frist gets tipped off. Now, of course, the New York Times, in reporting the story, makes it clear that there's no evidence of insider trading. Oh, how could they be? How could there be? You know, Bill Frist's brother, right? Bill Frist's brother, Tommy, would certainly not call his brother up and say, "Bill, bail, get out, quick!" No. Wouldn't happen. Tommy would sit back with his mouth zipped shut and watch his brother lose millions and millions and millions of filthy, blood-stained, excrement-soaked dollars washed around in bedpans of patients that were never tended to in hospitals that didn't give a damn. Ah, you filthy pigs. Well, I understand that Harold Kramer is called in here. Harold, he's the owner manager of the Raven. Harold, I didn't know you were going to come, and I got off on one of these rants again. Now I've got to gear back and say, "Hi, Harold, how you doing?"
How are you, Mike? Good to hear from you.
We're going to be there Sunday night, and I know Thursday, Friday, and Saturday you're doing, that starts tonight. You're doing these fundraisers, right?
Yeah, we're doing a weekend-long fundraiser concluding on Sunday night. Tonight's the first night. We got some good seven DJs, Michael Dos Pletos, Warren Lee from the Empire State Soul Club, and Johnny Metro from the Crazy Baldhead Sound System are going to be spinning Southern Soul all night.
Southern Soul.
Southern Greasy Soul.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I wish I were there tonight, Brother Harold.
Yeah, we're giving the word. It's really good. Over here at Raven, 194 Avenue A, and we're collecting a lot of money so far. And
all right, you know, is there any specific cover charge? Do people just come? Do they donate? Do they bring canned food?
Yeah, when they walk in, we ask them for like a voluntary donation of about $5 or something like that.
Okay, well, that's cool. Are you collecting money?
Yeah, people always, you know, they're very quick to give, you know. So.
Yeah. Now, this will be tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Right.
Okay, and Sunday, when Kathy and I are there, if somebody wants to throw some money at you for Katrina relief or Rita relief, you'll take it, right?
Absolutely. Well, I'll keep asking people for money. I'll be at the door. I'll have somebody at the door doing that.
Okay, now when Kathy and I get there Sunday, well, we're not coming for any big deal. We just want to come there and drink beer, all right?
That's cool. We got the beer. We got all kinds of beer.
What else you got? You got a full bar. But I just want to come and drink beer and kick back. And you're going to have the windows open so we can watch people out on the avenue, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. That's always a lot of fun, you know, when people spill out onto the Avenue A, you know.
Yeah, we had a good time last time. We're looking for a good time this time. Hey, Harold, thanks for checking in, pal. We'll see you Sunday night, Friday, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. If you're in the city, go on down to the Raven, Avenue A and 12th Street, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, go on down to the Raven. It's right there on the corner. Check it out. Scope out the venue, and we'll see you there Sunday night. Harold, thanks a lot, man. We'll see you Sunday night. Take care, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. He's a nice guy. He really is. He is a nice guy. He's a club owner in New York. And he's just a nice guy, you know? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. Senator Frist.
The cat killer.
The cat killer. But what about that? There it is in the New York Times today, page A25. Yeah! Hospital Corporation of America, fraudulent Medicare reports, kickbacks, $1.7 billion in fines and penalties. And it produced Bill Frist. Boy, these Republicans are really men and women of honor.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You don't have to listen to the right anymore. Stephanie Miller will get you caught up tomorrow morning at 8 on the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. This month, politicians in two states acted very differently on gay marriage. On one side, 80% of the Massachusetts legislature voted to keep same-sex marriage in the state. But Arnold Schwarzenegger promised to veto the gay marriage bill the California legislature approved. So what's the difference between Arnold and 200 Massachusetts legislators? Answer, a spine. Massachusetts lawmakers realized they had nothing to fear. They saw 6,000 same-sex couples get married without the fabric of society falling apart. They saw representatives who supported the marriages get reelected. But Big Butch Arnold was quivering in his shoes. Rather than sticking up for civil rights, he bowed to the right-wing boogeyman who said supporting equal marriage rights was political suicide. This from a governor who attacks political opponents for being quote-unquote girly men. The courageous thing to do would be not to play politics with people's rights. Unfortunately, that's something we can only expect from the bravest of politicians. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Stephanie. He's good enough. He's smart enough. And Al Franken will be live in Madison on December 6th.
The Al Franken Show on tour here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Stay tuned to the Mike 92.1 to find out how to get your tickets. The Al Franken Show live in Madison.
You gotta come. This is unbelievable. You gotta come.
Presented by Affordable Computer Help at the Barrymore Theater on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The Al Franken Show is back.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, keeping liberals honest.
Well, that was easy.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Into the distance, the dark black, stretched to the point of no turning back. Flight of fancy on a windswept field.
It's about 9 before the hour.
Gary in Houston emails, Mike, I didn't hear Fox News, a corporate identity oxymoron, if there ever was one, or the Uberite radio criticizing the architects of our evacuation plan either. The major recipients of concrete pouring and oil refining money is a twisted troll down here named Tom DeLay, who thinks mass transit and commuter rail are Marxist-Leninist concepts, and he's not unique in that respect. Hence, we have all become pretend rugged individualists, one per car, utterly dependent on our vehicles. All the county officials here are red, but Mayor Bill White is blue because the city residents vote Democratic, and the outer county dwellers are convinced they're going to be John D. Rockefeller in the next day or two. Mayor White, in getting the ball rolling for accepting the New Orleans Katrina evacuees, forced our county commissioners and even Governor Rick Hairstyle to begrudgingly become good Samaritans. The problem with the latest evacuation is that the regional planners, a mere job description, not necessarily grounded in reality, the regional planners assured us on paper that such a scenario would work. Of course, this was many years before the urban sprawl rendered all of their blue-sky logistics sadly ridiculous. I'll be staying in Houston because I work for the web edition of a major daily newspaper. Besides, I couldn't leave town or buy gasoline, even if I tried. Thanks, Gary. You ought to see Atlanta. In terms of the concrete pourers and the way this city, this area, has just been absolutely mauled. M-A-L-L-E-D. It's unbelievable. As you know, this weekend, lots of events in D.C., including on Saturday, a massive anti-war march, pro-peace rally, demonstration. Knight Ritter had it in the San Jose Mercury News. That's where I got it from anyway. As the anti-war movement arrives in D.C. this weekend, many top Democrats are leaving. isn't that the way it always goes, right? It says here, nationally known Democratic war critics, including Howard Dean, the chairman of the DMC, and Senators Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, John Kerry of Massachusetts, won't attend what sponsors say will be a big anti-war rally Saturday in Washington. The only Democratic office holders who plan to address the rally are Representatives Cynthia McKinney of Georgia and John Conyers of Michigan. Spokesmen for the Democrats who are skipping the anti-war event all said they had scheduling conflicts. You know, I have to see my proctologist on Saturday, and I... Howard Dean, who rallied anti-war activists with his fervent opposition to the war during the 2003-2004 presidential campaign, already was scheduled to spend the weekend meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, spokesman Josh Earnest said. Earnest said, quote, his views on the president's handling of the war in Iraq are well documented, end quote. The anti-war rally, he said, is, quote, not something the party was involved with, end quote. No kidding. No kidding! Of course the Democratic Party is not involved with it. Why should they be? They are a war party too. God. Kerry planned to be in his home state this weekend, a spokeswoman said. At Brown University this Monday, the senator riffed Bush's conduct of the war, saying the president should have made countless mistakes in the war and blah, 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 blah. But will any of these people show up and stand on that stage, that platform? No, of course not. Russ Feingold, well, he's scheduled to be out of town, a spokesman said. And Feingold is the only National Democrat who is considering a presidential campaign, who endorsed setting a timetable to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq, but he won't be there either. Hillary Clinton? Get real. Hillary Clinton wants to send more troops. I hate the Democratic Party with a passion that is so deep and abiding, it scares me. I hate them sometimes more than I hate Republicans, and I'll tell you why. It's like racism here in the South. In the South, the racism is right in your face. In other parts of the country, it's kind of hidden. And if you're a person of color, it comes up and bites you on the ass when you least expect it. At least here in the South, as sick as this region of the country is, as degenerate as it is, at least the racist part is right in front of you. If you're a black man or a black woman, you never have any doubt. And that's why I hate Democrats. I know Democratic Party, not Democrats. I know what the Republicans are. They're lying bastards who want to kill my country. But the Democrats, the Democratic Party leadership, who won't even show up for an anti-war rally, shame on you people, and damn you people.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Imagine if George Bush appointed someone not in his administration, someone of solid reputation, perhaps even a Democrat, to oversee the reconstruction of New Orleans. Imagine if Bush appointed another person like this to be an ombudsman for this project, someone who would ensure that the billions of dollars spent are not wasted and do not end up only in the pockets of big corporations connected to the White House. Imagine if Bush called for an independent investigation of what went wrong. Imagine if Bush dismissed officials who had botched the government's response to Katrina. Imagine if Bush, after vowing to spend perhaps up to $200 billion on the reconstruction, called for suspending the billions of dollars in tax breaks for oil companies and the billions of dollars in highway pork recently passed by Congress, and told Congress not to cut Medicaid, food stamps, and student loans. And imagine non-fattening apple pie. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The results of the hurricane that were essentially the levee breaking and the flooding of New Orleans is really the result of 4 years of deliberate Republican policy and budget choices that favor ideology and partisan loyalty at the expense of operational competence. This is everything that the Bush administration represents.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
I'm Kate, I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Your life, your choices.
Choose to save.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Hurricane Rita is taking a bit of a turn to the right as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico. CNN meteorologist Chad Meyer says this storm is big.
This is a huge storm. Category 4 in the middle right now. Category 3, 2, 1, and tropical storm force winds almost 300 miles across.
Bill Nye, the science guy, tells CNN's Larry King Live the Earth's rotation combined with its gravity is what making the storm spin.
When you have something big enough, like a cyclone, storm, either a typhoon or a hurricane, they start to spin. And so the spin makes the winds just that much more powerful, and the the tendency of things to flee the center, the centrifugal pattern, creates that hollow space.
Max Mayfield with the National Hurricane Center says Rita will gradually lose strength once it reaches land.
If you move a hurricane from water over land, it loses that source of energy. It's kind of like boiling water in a stove. If you turn off the heat, the water stops boiling.
Now that we know the science, what's happening on the ground in Houston? Not much. If you're on a freeway trying to get out of town, our John Zarella reports thousands of motorists sat for hours in traffic along the four major evacuation routes.
We talked to some people who had gone 6 miles in 10 hours. One woman left at 3:30 this morning from south of Houston and had barely made it to near the airport in Houston. They're getting frustrated. They're upset. There is a degree of tension in the air.
Houston's mayor now recommends residents stay home if they have not already begun their evacuation. At last report, Rita was about 350 miles southeast of Galveston, moving at near 10 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are 145 miles per hour, significantly weaker than earlier today. Still no positive word on whether Houston and Galveston will be spared a direct hit. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
There's actually a town in Texas called New York.
Population? 12.
Howdy!
Hi. Now, it's a great town, but it's not the same as the original. Like generic stress formulas that compare themselves to new improved Stress Tabs Advanced. Only Stress Tabs Advanced has Ester C, proven more effective for vitamin C absorption, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
Get the zone. AutoZone!
Introducing the new AutoZone Rewards program. You can save at least $20 on stuff for your car. The more you shop at AutoZone, the more you save. Every qualifying purchase at participating AutoZone stores helps you earn free AutoZone gift cards. Save money every time you work on your car. Oil changes, tune-ups, you name it. The new AutoZone Rewards program. Some restrictions apply. For details, just get in the zone. AutoZone.
With bipartisan support, the Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the nomination of John Roberts. Our Sean Hall has more from Washington.
The Judiciary Committee voting 13-5 to send Roberts' nomination as Chief Justice to a full Senate vote this time next week. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
This is the easiest vote a Republican will ever make. This is so easy for us to vote for Roberts.
Democrats voting no included California's Dianne Feinstein.
I cannot, in good conscience, cast a yay vote. I will cast a no vote.
Feinstein, like fellow Democrat Ted Kennedy, felt Roberts didn't come clean with answers they wanted to hear. Sean Hall, CNN, Washington.
A court document is giving further information on those three terror suspects arrested in California. The FBI says the trio planned shooting rampages at local military sites. Their alleged motive was to retaliate for what they called the oppression of Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is CNN Radio. The alleged mistreatment by police of gays and transgendered people in cities across the nation is the focus of a new report by Amnesty International. Our Gary Baumgarten has more.
Researchers investigated police departments in the largest cities in every state, plus San Antonio and Washington, D.C., and came back with a report detailing abuses that Amnesty International USA Executive Director William Schulz says are tantamount to torture.
Our report describes a shameful state of affairs.
Schulz says those who are born outside the USA or who live in poorer neighborhoods get targeted the most. Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
An Alabama man was executed tonight for killing a family of three for their vintage sports car. John Peoples was put to death by lethal injection for those murders committed in 1983. I'm Paul Chambers. This is CNN Radio.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
We have a massive, destructive event that has taken place on American soil, and the conservatives have no problem letting the next generation pay the bill. Repeal the tax cuts. Things have changed. Just like 9/11 changed everything, this hurricane has changed a lot for a lot of people.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
But never write. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. I want to play this sound for you from Bush, and then we're going to do some phone calls here. All right? Phone number is 866-303-2270. And again, for those of you who are trouble getting through, we're still dealing with five lines working out of seven in the studio, I believe. So, you know, the bugs will come out eventually. But that's the reason for some of the backlog. Before we do the sound bites, three Democrats joined with the Republican majority on the House or the Senate Judiciary Committee to approve the nomination of John Roberts to be the new Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Oh my God. Five Democrats said no. They were Dianne Feinstein, Joe Biden, Ted Kennedy, Charles Schumer, and Dick Durbin. They all opposed Roberts. But interestingly, the two senators from Wisconsin, what's up with that? Russ Feingold and Herb Cole both said, yeah, let's confirm him. And the committee's top Democrat, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, said, yeah, let's go ahead. Herb Cole, Senator Cole said, John Roberts made it clear that he will be a modest judge, not an activist, and will approach arguments with an open mind. Oh, God. You didn't go for that one again, did you, Herb? Oh, Jesus. All right, whatever. So there you go. A 13-5 vote. John Roberts will become the new Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court for the next 30 years, 35 years. Think about that one. Good old Democrats, huh? Aren't the Democrats? Yeah. Feingold? Christ. All right. Bush. There they all were, standing out there today. Cheney, Rumsfeld, Myers, Rice, Bush. Looking like the five horsemen of the apocalypse. Oh, bloated, pasty-faced Cheney standing there with that smirk on his face. Myers, General Myers, standing there with that thousand-yard stare. Rumsfeld, looking like his batteries had worn down. Rice, standing there in her new shoes. And Bush, the clown, the freak, the marionette. Hello, boom, war on terror. Hi, I'm your president. I'm a war president. Yep, Bianca, boom, boom, Bianca. If you ever needed proof that his impromptu press conferences are scripted, all you had to do was watch today's circus. Let's start out with a rogue male reporter who tries to jump in out of turn when Bush is all prepped to take a question from a reporter named, was it Nedra? Long E, short E? Nedra?
What begins with E? Big E, little E.
So Bush is, you know, the script, rogue script says, okay, Nedra,
or Nedra. We'll ask you the first question. So listen to Bunny Pants.
Take a couple of questions, Nedra.
Mr. President,
Nedra.
What
do you think differently with Hurricane Rita approaching the Texas coast than you did do with Hurricane Katrina to make sure there aren't going to be shocking results?
Yeah. Well, I think one thing that's different is people understand the need to evacuate more clearly. And so there appears to be a significant evacuation from parts of the Texas coast to get out of harm's way.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Like Katrina, we're moving federal assets to be in position to move in. For example, the USS Iwo Jima, where we were the other day, has left New Orleans and is now tracking in behind the storm, ready to bring Marines and choppers into place.
Ooh.
But that's not really that different from Katrina. We had choppers moving very quickly.
So listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. The reality of Katrina down the memory hole already. Yeah, we're going to do like we did with Katrina. All this is not that different from Katrina. We got choppers moving. We got Marines. We got the USS Iwo Jima. Like Katrina, we're moving federal assets to be in a position to move in. Yeah. I get Karl Rove, okay? Bush says, I think one thing that's different is people understand the need to evacuate more clearly. Yeah, the folks, you know, those brown people, those crippled people, those old people in New Orleans, yeah, dumb bastards, they just didn't get it. They didn't jump in their SUVs and evacuate. It's their fault. They died because they were too poor to buy cars and plane tickets and stop up on food and water for the Superdome. Yeah, people understand the need over here in Houston to evacuate more clearly. Yeah, we're from Texas. But you know what we got for Texas? Nothing that's that different from Katrina. We had choppers moving over there very quickly. We did. Yeah, we did. Uh-huh. They were Coast Guard choppers, you dumb bastard, and nobody gave the order. These were pilots. Thank God for them. Who acted on their own initiative. And when Navy pilots got involved and saved people, they were reprimanded. You heard about that, didn't you, George? The two Navy pilots in choppers who rescued 100 people and had their asses kicked up around their shoulder blades because they didn't have clearance to do that. Yeah, you were there very quickly. Took you 4 days to get there, and then your aides had to force feed you a DVD of all the dying people. But hey, we had choppers down the memory hole. Down the memory hole. Yeah, we're going to handle this one like we did Katrina, you know, because Katrina, we had choppers there and food and water. So here's Bush looking for the reporter named Bianca. Isn't that Mick Jagger's ex-wife? I wonder if she got sick or stuck in traffic. We can bet your ass she lost her White House press pass after letting Bush down today. Maybe she can borrow Jeff, me love you long time, Gannon's credentials, huh? Listen as Bush tries to call on this AWOL reporter. I wonder what his scripted question was to be. Probably all about Bush's successes in the war on terror, huh?
Bianca. Nobody named Bianca? Well, sorry, Bianca's not here. I'd be glad to answer her question. No, that's fine. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Just trying to spread around the joy of asking a question. Yeah. Are you Bianca?
No, I'm not. I'm just
looking for Bianca, sorry.
Oh, my God. He says, nobody named Bianca? Well, sorry, Bianca's not here. And get this, I'll be glad to answer her question. She's not there, you dumb bastard. So what does that mean? Did Rove give you a backup person to ask her question? I appreciate it. Just trying to spread around the joy of asking a question. Are you Bianca? No, I'm not. I'm Anita with Fox News. Oh, I was looking for Bianca.
I think maybe the next press conference, Cindy Sheehan ought to show up with a little nameplate that says Bianca.
My name is Bianca.
Maybe she can get called on.
Oh, my God. Oh, Atrus Acres, are you ready to go nuts? Huh? How much more of this? You know, the pain is not intense enough yet. The suffering, wait till spring. Wait till we go through this winter. Wait till we have another. Did you see the next hurricane that's already building? in the Atlantic. Did you see that son of a bitch? It makes Rita look like a warm-up team. The pain is not severe enough. The pain has not reached high enough yet. Only the poor and the lower economic classes are experiencing it. Once the pain reaches a certain level, then, and only then, are we Americans going to do something about what we're dealing with tonight.
Show on Air America Radio. The Mike 92.1, blogging on the internets at themike921.com.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Politically Direct with David Bender.
When Howard Dean was elected DNC chair, he turned to one host for his first Air America interview. When Henry Hyde finally admitted he might have been wrong to lead the impeachment of Bill Clinton, one Air America host got the first public comment from Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. When Whoopi Goldberg wanted to do a long-format interview about politics and Hollywood in Bush's America, she sat down with one Air America host. That host is David Bender.
Politically Direct with David Bender. Sunday at 1 on
The Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, the news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, We all use the pleasure clone. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah.
Today.
TheMike921.com. Get the guest list for your favorite shows. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those Nazis in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field, but this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming.
22 past the hour. No, I'm sorry, Leonard. Democracy is not coming to the USA. Democracy is fleeing. Now, don't forget, over the weekend, you Christians, send an email or a letter to George W. Bush and thank him for exempting the Saudis and the Kuwaitis from importing child sex slaves into their countries. Okay? Southern Baptist Convention? Don't forget. Lutheran Synod? Don't forget. Methodists? Episcopalians? Presbyterians, don't forget, George W. Bush yesterday signed a waiver that exempts Saudi Arabia and Kuwait from being censored for importing women and children for sex. Women and children for sex. Are you a Christian? Are you driving around in your car right now? Are you reaching out to turn to a different station? You can't handle it? Don't forget, send Bush an email thanking him for exempting the Saudis and the Kuwaitis in their efforts to bugger little boys and girls, to do sexual things to them, to import them into their countries, to sexually abuse and molest them. Thank him for doing that, you phony, half-assed Christians. Go ahead and do it. Send him a letter. Hey, T.D. Jakes. Hey, big man. Hey, great big preacher man! Woman, thou art unloosed! Yeah! How about those women that go to Saudi Arabia, Reverend Jakes? How about them? They're unloosed or unleashed or loosed or whatever the hell your scam is all about, too, right? Mr. Dobson, your focus on the phallus. Oops, sorry. Focus on the fam. Nah, hell with it. Focus on the phallus. Hey, Reverend Dobson, or Dr. Dobson. Get your 10 million listeners there to send an email to George W. Bush thanking him for allowing the Saudis and the Kuwaitis to continue to bugger little boys and girls. Eh? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I despise these subhumans? Where were we? That story just keeps... You know, I read that in the Times. Is it in the Times or the Washington Post? What was it, Kathy? Washington Post? I saw that today online. And I'm sitting there in front of the computer in the basement. Kathy was way upstairs packing stuff. I got Molly in her little portable playpen down there with me, and she's playing with her toys. And I read that article, and I looked at my daughter, and I thought, I'll be a son of a bitch. I live in such an evil, evil country. No. I live in a country that is run by such evil, filthy, degenerate, wicked, demonic people. On top of everything else, George W. Bush and his crime family's financial ties and business alliances with the family, the House of Saud, is so deep, so abiding. And the ruling family in Kuwait, that he will excuse them from having sex with children. Ah, you filthy pig. God. Back to his press conference today. I wonder if this reporter took over Bianca's notes, because, you know, W was desperate to turn the discussion from his disastrous mishandling of Katrina to his disastrous mishandling of the war on terror. The reporter says, "Why has it been so difficult to catch bin Laden and Zarqawi, Mr. President? And can you really say that you're making progress in the war on terrorism when these people have been, you know, able to stay free so long?"
People got to understand that there is a global network of terrorists who desire to dominate a part of the world.
Bianca!
They have a strategy.
Bianca!
We understand that. And we have a strategy. And part of the strategy is to call free nations together to form a coalition, to share information.
Bianca!
And to find people before they hurt. Now look, they've been successful on attacks. They were successful here. They've been successful in London and Madrid. In other words, they have had attacks.
Wow. Way to show you're an effective leader, you dimwit.
They've been successful in London and Madrid. In other words, they have had attacks. Yeah. You know, we gotta find people before they hurt. Bianca! Bianca! Where is she? Is she over here? Bianca! Are you behind the couch over here? Bianca! Bianca!
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Start your day off on the left side of your radio dial with Morning Sedition, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. This month, politicians in two states acted very differently on gay marriage. On one side, 80% of the Massachusetts legislature voted to keep same-sex marriage in the state. But Arnold Schwarzenegger promised to veto the gay marriage bill the California legislature approved. So what's the difference between Arnold and 200 Massachusetts legislators? Answer, a spine. Massachusetts lawmakers realized they had nothing to fear. They saw 6,000 same-sex couples get married without the fabric of society falling apart. They saw representatives who supported the marriages get reelected. But Big Butch Arnold was quivering in his shoes. Rather than sticking up for civil rights, he bowed to the right-wing boogeyman who said supporting equal marriage rights was political suicide. This from a governor who attacks political opponents for being quote-unquote girly men. The courageous thing to do would be not to play politics with people's rights. Unfortunately, that's something we can only expect from the bravest of politicians. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my Progressive Point of View, which you can now download as a podcast off our website at progressive.org. I suppose it was bound to happen. That's what Bush does whenever he's in trouble. He conjures up 9/11. And so, after his disastrous performance on Katrina, he's now taken cover under the patriotic blanket of 9/11. At a speech before the Republican Jewish Coalition, which ought to have been a very small crowd, Bush made this link. I've been thinking a lot about how America has responded, and it's clear to me that Americans value human life and value every person as important, Bush said. And that stands in stark contrast, he added, to the terrorists we have to deal with. You see, he said, we look at the destruction caused by Katrina and our hearts break. They're the kind of people who look at Katrina and wish they'd caused it. We're in a war against these people, it's a war on terror, he said. Wasn't exactly a smooth segue, but Bush couldn't resist it. And if the White House special effects guys had gotten their acts together, they would have shown Osama bin Laden and Zarqawi, cheeks puffed up, blowing the winds of Katrina through the Gulf of Mexico and right into New Orleans. The underlying theme was not hard to decipher. Nature is against us. The terrorists are against us. So you better rally behind the president, who can protect you against evil acts of every variety. Problem is, he can't. He failed miserably in his handling of Katrina, he failed miserably in his handling of the war against Al-Qaeda, and he's failing miserably in Iraq. If I were Bush, I wouldn't link Katrina with the war on terror, and the war in Iraq makes him look triply bad. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
He's good enough. He's smart enough. And Al Franken will be live in Madison on December 6th.
The Al Franken Show on tour here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Stay tuned to the Mike 92.1 to find out how to get your tickets. The Al Franken Show live in Madison.
You gotta come. This is unbelievable. You gotta come.
Presented by Affordable Computer Help at the Barrymore Theater on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The Al Franken Show is back.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe and then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Point of view.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
We're going to tell y'all a little story about a monkey that became president. Man, you know, I was there on the day the monkey came into this world.
His face. It's a really long question.
He didn't look too different from the others that I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to this nation's dream? At first, he didn't seem intelligent at all.
Regarding the Hospital Corporation of America stock dump that fake senator and Terry Schiavo worshiper Bill Frist got involved in a couple of months ago, and it only the news of it only came out here recently. Get an email from Ann. She's been trying to call in, and Ann, you're not going to get through tonight, I don't think. She writes, the phone rings and rings as a relator in the HCA fraud case. Now, relator, I'm assuming, I don't know what that term means in terms of lawsuits. I would imagine it means somebody who relates or shares evidence or something. But anyway, she says, as a relator in the HCA fraud case, it has forever changed my life. I was one small voice who stood up against a huge corporation and saved the American people millions of dollars. Because I had the courage to speak up, I was blackballed and could not find a job in the midst of a nursing shortage, and it nearly destroyed my life. However, I have survived and am a stronger person for it. In this time of corporate wrongdoing and gross corporate support by this administration, and seeing the suffering of our people, we need single voices to speak up, like Cindy Sheehan. Those single voices can amount to more voices. Truth these days comes with a price, but if enough of us do it, we'll make a difference. Yeah, I hear you. And eventually, Anne, if you can get through at some point, we'd love to hear your story. Let's do some phone calls here, speaking of not being able to get through. Oh, do I have an... Oh, I'm sorry. I still have two more of these sound bites. My bad. Then we'll come to the phone calls. So anyway, Bush keeps rambling on here about the war on terror and death and destruction. You know, those are subjects that used to be a surefire hit for him and roll off his tongue like residual droplets of Jim Beam. But lately it seems like he's lost his focus or talking points or his bottle or his lithium or something, because, you know, he just gets lost in the language even when discussing his favorite stuff, the stuff that, you know, kind of turns him on, like war and oil and death.
Part of that global war on terror is in Iraq, and the reason why is because these killers and these terrorists understand that the spread of democracy is their worst nightmare. See, democracy trumps their view of the world. Democracy trumps Taliban-type regimes because it's free. You bet we're making progress. We got a lot of work. And this is a long struggle. To defeat this enemy, it's going to take time. Just like it took time to defeat other struggles we had, to succeed in other struggles we've had, like communism. And it's going to take a while.
Yeah. Yeah, George, it will. But back to the other disaster he can't cope with, hurricanes. Reporter says, just a quick question, Mr. President, about the funding, you know, with the devastation of Katrina and so forth, and just more on, I know you're going to meet with Congress to talk about maybe offsets in spending. You notice the reporters are starting to talk like this dumbass? Like yesterday. You can hear Rove whisper the word of the day into his earpiece. Say obligations, W. Say obligations. Forget infrastructure. That was so yesterday. Today, say obligations.
You got to understand, it takes a while to understand the amount of the size of the federal tab.
Obligations.
See, we know what our obligations are. We just, by the way, cut through a lot of red tape to allow for federal debris removal from private property.
Obligations.
We're beginning to understand how much of that territory will be cleared by the government and what our cost obligation is.
Obligations.
But it doesn't happen. You see, you seem to think that somehow you go down there and overnight it's clear of what we owe.
Obligations.
But first and foremost, the federal government has got obligations by law.
Obligations.
And I want to understand those obligations and the extent of those obligations,
obligations,
and as best we can estimate the cost of those obligations.
Obligations. My pretty, my precious. Obligations. Me loves the ring. He does love the ring. Obligations. Oh, my God. All right. Obligations. Hey, listen, all you good Christians out there, you know, real Christians, the ones that don't have quotes around the word Christian, you know, Southern Baptists and the rest of you folks, be sure and send an email tomorrow, okay, to George Bush, thanking him, or whatever you want to do, about offering the exemptions to Saudi Arabia and Kuwait so that they can continue to import women and children for sex, okay? Imagine the sex you can have with a child. If you have a problem with it, find the nearest Catholic priest and ask him. So don't forget, send off your emails. Thank you, George. Thank you for letting your relationship with the House of Saud trump child sex rings. Thank you, George. Oh, you're a godly man. Oh, Jesus talks to you, doesn't he, George? Oh, and what does he tell you? Does he tell you to invade countries? Does he tell you to waive any sort of condemnation against the Saudis for buggering little children? Does he, George? Hallelujah, George. Good God. Myron is calling from Georgia. Myron, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike, I didn't want to call tonight. I wanted to listen in tonight. But, Mike, after I watched this man talk tonight, and I looked at his demeanor, the man looked like he had a chip on his shoulder, for one, okay?
Yeah.
But, Mike, this is what I want to say. If I had the opportunity to stand before James Dobson, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, and Mr. Bush's latest house negro, T.D. Jakes, I want to ask them, how does it feel to have a commander-in-chief who is a psychotic serial killer?
And child molester enabler.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it amazes me how people cannot see how demented this man is.
Why can't they? What is it, Myron? Dear God, what is it that stops? You know, like I said, maybe we're just not hurting enough. Maybe I don't know. Maybe we have to not be able to buy gas. Maybe we have to realize that the farmers in the Midwest now have no way to get their crops to market because of what happened in New Orleans. You know, what's it going to take, pal? What's it going to take? You tell me. I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for, you know, people email me and say, Mike, you just sit there and bitch. What are the answers? I don't know. Myron, what are the answers? Come on, Myron.
Impeachment. That's the only word I can come up with, Mike. Get this man, get this crime regime out of office.
Yeah, well.
I wish I had a better answer, Mike. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Did you hear him hollering for Bianca?
Yes. Who's Bianca?
I have no idea. Wasn't Mick Jagger's ex-wife named Bianca? I don't know what he's doing. The man is insane. George W. Bush is a crazy man. Where's Bianca? Where's Nedra or Nedra? What are these names? What are these names? Bianca, Nedra. What is that?
I don't.
You know, where's
know.
Jane and Alice and, you know, regular names like LaShonda? What's this Nedra and Bianca?
Right.
You know, where's Letitia?
What I know, Mike. Maybe this can help.
Okay.
How come one of these charismatic Pentecostal preachers,
hallelujah,
always hear from God, right?
Amen.
How come we can get one of them, maybe can pray a miracle to have Bush removed out of office? How about that?
How about that? let's send emails to T.D. Jakes.
Right.
The new Billy Graham.
Right. Hey, how about Benny Hinn? He always hears from God.
Woman, thou art loosed.
Yeah. Woman, thou art loosed.
Yeah.
Bush's new house, spiritual house, Negro. I'm not ashamed to say that, Mike.
Oh, man, every time I see that, woman, thou art loose, I think, loose women? Wait a minute. What's this reverend talking about loose women for? What is going on here?
What
it's none of my business. I, you know, whatever people have to do to make a living that requires you stand up in front of people talking, I have no problem with it, you know.
Yeah.
But T.D. Jakes is no different from the rest of these preachers talking about this, talking about that. Just pass the collection plate.
That's it.
You know, just pass it around again and again.
I know,
again.
Brother.
Hey, Myron, I got a boogie. Thank you, sir. Thanks
yeah,
for checking
man.
In. All right, Myron, you have a nice evening. All right, we got a break here. We'll be back. Stick around, all right? Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
In the White House, the Whitey White House, the liar sleeps tonight. In the Mideast, the oily Mideast, I'm gonna pick a fight.
Winging it, I'm such a twin.
No weapon of mass destruction can be found.
Halliburton Surgeon bears oil in the mouth. On your TV, the cable TV, the liar speaks tonight. Deficits rise, no tax for rich guys. I never was too right.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Uniquely Madison. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
When Jim bought his wife the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, he saw the effects immediately.
Now when I have the guys over, my wife doesn't just pop her head in. She stays for the whole game. She used to not even know who was playing. Now my friends call her for the picks. Next weekend, she's going on a fishing trip with the guys. Oh, it sure was fun last year. But I got plans this weekend anyway. The guys' wives invited me over for my first scrapbooking party.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is tough on stains, yet protects your clothes too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
There's actually a connection between Al's mother and Senator Lori.
She took me into your bedroom, and she said, oh, my son, I want him to be a doctor. And I saw you on Saturday Night Live. I called your mother. I said, Phoebe, he made it. And do you know what she said to me?
That she still wanted me.
At least dentistry to fall back on.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
There's only one thing more destructive than a typical male right-wing pundit. A typical female right-wing pundit. So Ring of Fire salutes the dedicated women who succeeded in the male-dominated field of mean-spirited commentary on today's Triumph of the Shrill. This week, Ann Coulter. The woman so powerful that she single-handedly destroyed Paula Jones. Coulter grew up in Connecticut, where she became popular with her school chums through her infectious sense of humor.
Mommy says you're going to hell. Now give me your lunch money. Stop crying. Can't you take a joke?
It only got better from there. She became a lawyer, then a commentator. Suddenly, liberals hated her. How could that be, when all she ever wanted to do was bring America together?
Liberals hate America. They hate flag wavers. They hate abortion opponents. They hate all religions except Islam post 9/11. Even Islamic terrorists don't hate America like liberals do. Hey, I'm funny. Just like Dave Barry, right?
Then she joined Paula Jones' case against President Bill Clinton. One lawyer said Jones didn't have a case and should take a settlement. But Coulter made sure she didn't.
We were terrified that Jones would settle. It was contrary to our purpose of bringing down the president.
$700,000 in legal bills later, a judge told Jones...
You don't have a case. You should take a settlement.
Jones went broke. Coulter made a small fortune writing a book about it and called Jones... What were Coulter's exact words again?
Trailer park trash.
That's it. Now, after making a career out of trying to bring down a president, she accuses liberals of trying to bring down another president.
It would be a much better country if women did not vote. I'm all for public flogging. Republicans don't have any money. You're all traitors. Why isn't anybody looking at me? I'm funny. Look over here.
Yes, Ann Coulter has helped invent a new kind of national dialogue. The kind of dialogue in which we're not actually talking to each other. For that, Ann Coulter is today's triumph of the shrill.
Stupid, stupid, infinity times stupid. Shut up.
On the mic.
My favorite show is Al Franken because he's smart, he's witty, and he's Jewish.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Be
Bianca. Nobody named Bianca.
Bianca. All right, who's next here? Chris is calling from San Francisco. Chris, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Oh, no. Chris, Chris is gone. Damn phones. Diane in Virginia? Hello, Diane? Oh, Christ, I hate this. All right, let's keep going. Ben in Illinois. Ben? Hello, Ben?
Mike?
Yes. Is this Ben?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, wow. Okay. One out of three. All right. Welcome to the program, Ben.
You know what, Mike? I am usually a very calm person.
Yeah.
But lately, I'm just furious at this administration and what they've done to all these people and down there in New Orleans and just the hypocrisy of it all, you know. It's like Randy Rhoads said, sorry, you're too poor, you're too black, and we're afraid of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty ironic because, it's very ironic because Thomas Jefferson or Ben Franklin, one of the two, said that a revolution is just as important in the political world as a storm is in the physical world. And now we're finally seeing, you know, both of those kind of coming together now. You asked earlier about the right-wing radio. Michael Savage actually did not talk about the hurricane at all. Not only did they do that, he was actually having his army of zombies call in and say, tell him what he thinks the media should be talking about besides the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And so I called in and I said that, you know, they should be talking about the Valerie Plame case, Abu Ghraib, and the Downing Street memo. The screener hung up on me, though.
Well, I would hope to shout. I would hope to shout.
But, I don't know. It's just frightening. I don't know if you caught this. Did you see Fox News last night?
No. There's certain things I can't do. If I watch Fox News, I'll turn into dust.
Well, on the O'Reilly Factor, they had Phil Donahue on.
Oh, now I did see that. Somebody sent me a link, a little video link. That was pretty cool. Even though Donahue didn't kick ass and take names the way, say, you would have or I would have, even the way Donahue just kept smacking O'Reilly with the truth, though, was enough to turn O'Reilly into a simpering, whimpering little girly man, right?
Oh, I thought it was amazing how O'Reilly tried to lie and say that he was never always for the war. He thought it was a tactical mistake, but now that we're there.
Well, O'Reilly is a piece of human dung, and I think most thinking Americans know that. He's just one of those cultural cow pies that we have to put up with for a while. Eventually, O'Reilly would disappear. He'll get his falafel and his falafel and his 18-year-old chick, and he'll disappear into the woodwork somewhere.
I agree. You know, I think that what we need to do is vote for people who are going to try to impeach this president. Vote for people who are going to start independent investigations. Vote for people who are going to go in there and make these people accountable for their actions.
Okay, so you're saying don't vote for any Democrats then, right? you're saying vote for Greens or Independents or maybe Socialists or Farmers Party, but you're damn sure saying don't vote for Democrats because there's not a Democrat. All right, there's three or four in the House, maybe seven or eight, and two or three in the Senate who would ever even think, even consider either voting articles of impeachment or sitting in judgment as they do in the Senate when the trial gets there. So you're not talking about voting for Democrats, are you, Ben?
I don't know. I don't know where to turn.
I know. Neither do I. Let me ask you something, Ben. Why do you hate America?
Oh, I don't hate America. I hate the president.
Ben, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. I mean, that's what people say to me, especially, you know, I still get emails from Democrats that say, oh, that damn Malloy, there he goes again, attacking the Democratic Party. You know, to me, the Democratic Party is a smelly, stinking, rotting corpse. There are some Democrats who are hell fighters who will struggle. And you know, there's a couple of white ones, but most of them are in the Congressional Black Caucus. Isn't that a hoot? You know, there are some Democrats who will still fight. But the Democratic Party, it's a stinking, rotting corpse. And anybody who wants to snuggle up to that, have at it. Go ahead.
You know what? We've gone from having people like Howard Zinn and John Lennon and, you know, huge anti-war protests going on, you know, with full involvement. You know, this country has gone from that. We've gone from the buck stops here to, well, let's
Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Russ Feingold, who all say, war protest? What war protest? Not me. I've got a previous engagement. Goodbye now. Don't forget to vote for me, though. I'm a Democrat. Brrr. Don't forget to vote for me in 2006 and vote for me for president in 2008. Brrr. War protest? What war protest? Brrr. Gotta go now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm obviously going insane.
I feel you, though. I don't know where to turn. I don't know. I'm currently a campaign volunteer for John Lash. We're trying to get Hastert out of here, here in Illinois for the 14th Congressional District.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that.
Yeah, that's what everyone tells us. But I wanted to get to this. There's a petition going around.
Yeah.
It's called the Pork for Relief Act or something like that.
Pork for Relief Act.
Well, what it is they're trying to get take money from all.
I'll tell you what, Ben, listen up. I've got to go. So send me a link and to that Pork for Relief thing, and I'll get it out over the air. Thanks, Ben.
All right. See you later.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. New York listeners that are leaving now on WLIB, I'll see you Sunday night. Okay, 7 o'clock at the Raven. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, turd blossom, you got me into this, now get me out, you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality, The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
He's good enough. He's smart enough. And Al Franken will be live in Madison on December 6th.
The Al Franken Show on tour here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Stay tuned to the Mike 92.1 to find out how to get your tickets. The Al Franken Show live in Madison.
You gotta come. This is unbelievable. You gotta come.
Presented by Affordable Computer Help at the Barrymore Theater on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The Al Franken Show is back.
Jen McAllister, I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic. The mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
CNN Radio. I'm Paul Chambers. Max Mayfield with the National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Rita may be wobbling a bit, but it still appears the upper Texas Gulf Coast will get a hit.
We're very confident it's going to go, make final landfall there, somewhere close to the upper Texas or extreme west Louisiana coast.
Hurricane Rita has top sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. The center of the storm is located about 350 miles southeast of Galveston. The Houston airport will be closed Friday. John Zarella reports people were desperately trying to get out of town.
We talked to some people who were going anywhere they could get a ticket. One family took a flight to Anchorage, Alaska, and then Seattle, Washington, just to get out. And they were not the only ones. Many other people were doing the exact same thing.
Houston freeways were clogged with motorists trying to flee the area. Rita is expected to make landfall late Friday or early Saturday. Texas Governor Rick Perry says some damage is inevitable.
The fact of the matter is, if this storm comes up the ship channel, we've got forces facing us that it doesn't make any difference how much you plan and how much you do. It's going to be catastrophic.
Perry says Gulf Coast residents who evacuate need to stay away from the area for several days. The former manager of FEMA will have plenty of questions to answer next week about Hurricane Katrina. Our Ed Henry has more from Capitol Hill.
Michael Brown will be in the hot seat next Tuesday. He's going to be the star witness at a House hearing on what went wrong in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. That's a hearing that will be digging into the federal government response to Katrina, as well as local and state officials' response. Tuesday, though, it'll be Michael Brown who's in the hot seat getting very tough pointed questions.
Henry reports Brown resigned as FEMA director but is still reportedly being paid by the agency. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
The nomination of John Roberts to be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court moves ahead with bipartisan support. Our Sean Hall has more from Washington.
The 13-5 committee vote featured several Democrats who voted for Judge Roberts. Ted Kennedy, not one of them.
At the end of the 4 days of hearings, we still know very little more than we knew when we started.
California's Dianne Feinstein, also a big Roberts critic, also voted no. On the other hand, Vermont's Patrick Leahy voted yes.
The president asked for dignified hearings and an up or down vote. That's what we've done, this committee. Hearings were dignified and they were fair.
Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold also approved Roberts' nomination. Full vote set for next Thursday. Sean Hall, CNN, Washington.
A second pedestrian struck by a motorist on the Las Vegas Strip has died. Six others are still hospitalized. Police say the driver of a stolen car is facing murder charges. This is CNN Radio. The hurricane blows an ill wind on Wall Street, but Susan Lasovich reports the market's made some gains anyway.
Traders continued to take their cues from a whirling dervish in the Gulf of Mexico. And when Hurricane Rita was downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, oil prices reversed course and went lower. So stocks also did an about-face. Instead of a fourth straight sell-off, stocks rallied in heavy volume. But the margin between advancing and declining stocks was narrow, indicating the concerns investors have about a 1-2 punch on the economy from two hurricanes in a critical area for oil. Susan Lasovich, CNN, New York.
Remember the JetBlue plane that landed safely this week with its nose gear facing the wrong direction? Well, there have apparently been at least seven identical incidents involving the Airbus A320. However, no one was hurt in any of the landings. I'm Paul Chambers. This is CNN Radio.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
So here's my fear, is that he's going to be walked out of the UN in handcuffs.
You think they're going to do a perp walk out of the UN?
Yes. See, I think that was a mistake.
Do you think they'll do that thing where they make sure that you don't hit your head on the...
My favorite part.
Car door.
It's humiliating and yet kind.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
I don't dream like you. I don't have the same skin as you. I don't wear my hair like you. I don't dance like you. I don't come from the same place as you. But I will give you CPR.
With first aid and CPR training from the American Red Cross, you can be ready to save a life today. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Hey, listen, seriously, all of you Christians out there, whether you have quotes around that word or not, do send an email to the White House tomorrow, okay? Do it tomorrow. Thanking George W. Bush for granting an exemption to Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, you know, the families, the Saud family and the, what's the Kuwaiti family? Anyway, the Saud family, especially the Bush family business partners for generations, it's okay for the Saudis and the Kuwaitis to have sex with children who are and women who are brought in as guest workers from other countries and then sold into sex slavery. So be sure and let your Christian, Jesus-loving George Bush know how much you support him for signing a waiver that said the Saudis and the Kuwaitis could have sex with children.
Hey, if it's good enough for Tom DeLay.
Well, that's true. Mike in St. Paul, Minnesota, emailed me, said, try a Google search for who is Bianca. Do it. I'm not going to steal the punchline. Go to Google, type in who is Bianca. Oh, my God. Now, speaking of that, I got an email from Bianca during the break. Hi, Mike. This is Bianca. I've been trying to call in and can't get through. Perhaps I can shed some light on the subject of my absence at the press conference today. You see, I'm an associate and ex-partner of Jeff, who used to work at the White House. Jeff and Carl got together and gave me my question to ask me. The question is, Mr. President, since the Democrats in Louisiana are out of touch with reality, perhaps your daughters, Jenna and Babs, could be appointed as mayor and governor, respectively. After which Mr. Bush was to respond, well, that's a good idea. It's hard work, but they should do a heck of a job. Unfortunately, I was searched at the door and certain agents found the package hidden in my dress. I was tossed immediately. Talon News just ain't what it used to be. Hugs and kisses, Bianca. And from Mary in Denver. Mike, being a sentimental Dean supporter, I held on a little longer than you in divorcing the Democratic Party. I'm still involved locally, but can no longer abide what the Beltway traitors to the people are doing in this most ripe of times for true opposition. For your information, here's an email I sent to the DNC. Quote, when I became an early and fervent supporter of Dr. Dean some 18 months ago, it was because I believed we could indeed take our party back and in the process end the obscene war in Iraq. Today, I once again feel forlorn. My party has left me and millions of other liberals behind. The flaccid non-opposition of our congressional Democrats is one thing, but the final straw is the refusal of Dr. Dean and other prominent Democrats to support and appear at the pro-peace events taking place this weekend in Washington, D.C. At this point, I will no longer contribute to an organization that solicits contributions from its base while ignoring our political beliefs. I will stop payments on my democracy bonds immediately. Signed, Mary, and her last name, in Denver. I don't know what the hell's wrong with John Kerry. I'm beginning to wonder what's wrong with Howard Dean. I'm not the least, and Feingold. I'm not the least surprised at Hillary Clinton or Charles Schumer or any of the rest of these Democrats who are absolutely destroying, have destroyed the Democratic Party. You're still a Democratic Party supporter? Wow. Now, again, let me be very clear. There are Democratic members of the House and the Senate. There are Democratic candidates. There are Democrat this and Democrat that who deserve and need our support. But the Democratic Party, I would no more send a dime to the Democratic Party than I would open a vein. But that's just me. Back to the phones. Bruce is calling from Austin, Texas. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hey, happy Thursday, Mike.
Hey, you know, I forgot to mention, Bruce, today is the autumn equinox. And
yeah.
It's a holiday. We have a lot of Wiccan and Celtic friends who listen to this program, and I forgot to offer a heartfelt blessed be to... And so I'm glad you kind of brought it up. It is the fall or the autumn equinox. It's a time of rebirth and the old passing out and the new coming in. And Molly is 14 months old today. So.
Hey, and that is a delightful start to the talk. Thanks,
there you go. There you go. Now, where were we, Bruce?
Well, my daughter Julie also sends a shout out to Molly. She's 2 years and 4 months now.
And how old is she? 2 years and 4 months?
Huh?
2 years and 4 months?
2 years and 4 months.
Oh,
yeah. God. And on the first day of fall here in Austin, it was like 101 or 102 degrees.
You're right.
Full of evacuees, and I went to the grocery store. In fact, the reason I called in was I, if you want to talk about it, I evacuated my in-laws, my 80-year-old mother and father-in-law from Galveston.
Oh, my God.
Drove from Austin to Galveston in like 3 hours flat, and then spent about 9 hours getting out of Galveston and back to Austin. And apparently everybody's saying, ooh, you're lucky. And it's like, no, this is a horrible insight into our culture, but I was watching lemming-like people drive into these traps of glass, metal, and rubber and then just sit there, and I was like circling around. I circled southwest we came out of Galveston, went southwest all the way down to Baytown,
mm-hmm.
avoiding traffic jams wherever we encountered them, and then slowly starting to turn back to the northwest to get to Austin. And even when we ran into this huge traffic jam on 71 north of Brazoria, you know, it's like God, it's 1 mile an hour traffic. And as soon as I saw a farm to market road, I got on it and just said, I don't know where I am. It's not on any map, but I know which is the right way home. And
mm-hmm.
my God, if I didn't come out on, you know, US 90 and was able to basically truck about 60 miles an hour back to Austin, but.
Well, you know, during the break, I read this long Associated Press article that's on the internet. Apparently, in those traffic jams on the interstates that are still going on, I glanced over at CNN and they had a live shot of just looks like a traffic jam in hell. I've never seen anything like that. But the Associated Press said that at gas stations along the way, people were running out of gas and they were getting into fistfights. Over gasoline. Jesus Christ. Think about that, Bruce. You know, you've got a 2-year-old, I've got a 1-year-old, and here we are, and there are fistfights, and there are 80-mile-long traffic jams, and I It's astonishing. If I believed in God, a God, which I don't, I would think that the United States was being just miserably punished and scourged and beaten because of who we have as who we've elected or somehow got into office as our leadership. I swear to God, it's almost biblical what's happening to us because of this pig man.
Mike, I heartily endorse everything you're saying. It's gone beyond hallucinogenic. It's interesting enough, as we were driving into Austin, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, my father-in-law can't hear, but my mother-in-law got to have her first taste of Mike Malloy. You were right when you were going into the spiel on hallucinogens and insight and and it was really kind of wonderful because she raised a bunch of kids who grew up in the 60s, and in fact this is an 80-year-old woman, we're listening to light rock, 60s and 70s rock coming in.
Bless her heart.
With the social pathologies that are popping up, dude, we've done so much evil and so much domination all over the place, and we're just, and it's not America, it's our ruling elites. And
I hear you, Bruce, loud and clear. Hey, pal, I got to leave it there. Thanks. Take care of your in-laws. Keep it together. You sound like a guy who can keep it together. So best of luck to you, pal. We got a break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Won't you love? Sing along. Won't you come?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Al Franken and his gang of liberals are coming back to town. Keep listening to the Mike 92.1 for whistle stop details.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now, you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest-growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The scary thing about this is that you see on the one hand all of this planning, all of this cunning, all of this cleverness when it comes to covering his behind, but when it comes to a plan for Iraq, we don't see the same level of planning as we do when they're planning to cover their butts.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic.
Hey,
92.0.
Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but that it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you know.
Mr. Marin, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow. That'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water.
Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Madison, you're on the mic.
Phil Lyons calling from Black Earth. I love your station. It's all I listen to nowadays.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Bianca. Nobody named Bianca.
Together, we were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall.
21 past the hour on Air America's homepage every day. I put a little mini blog, I guess, about what I'm going to talk about or just what's pissing me off. And today it was about the global warming thing. And, it's a topic that we could devote hour after hour after hour to discussing. We could get a lot of scientists on and talk about it. But I don't want to insult the intelligence of the people who listen to this program, because most people, I'm not talking about the lurkers, the right-wing lurkers, you know, the little twerps and worms and snakes and crawly things that listen to the program. But I'm talking about people who listen to the program. Normal people, liberals and Democrats and progressives and folks like that. You all know as much about this whole topic of global warming and global climate change as I do, and it would be just, I don't know, you know, why have a guest on? Why really get into it? But there were two articles, one on MSNBC's webpage, where the headline was "Global Warming Cause of Intense Hurricanes," and then a question mark. You know, like they're asking a question. Yeah. A spokesman for NASA said, if you think of a hurricane like a car, there are lots of parts that keep it going, but the sea surface temperature and the heat that is provided by the ocean, that is the gasoline that fuels it. Right. Now, what this is all about, of course, is the fact that in all of weather recorded history, two storms like Rita and Katrina, of the power of those two, have never hit the United States in one season. And scientists are saying the ocean temperature is probably a huge factor. MSNBC has to be very careful. You know, they're owned by Microsoft and General Electric, and so they have to use qualifiers. Scientists say ocean temperature could be a big factor. And in this article on MSNBC, they ask the question, will the trend continue in future years of these monster storms? And MSNBC tries to answer its own question by saying in the past 50 years, the oceans have gotten 1 degree warmer. That may not sound like much, but climatologists or energy experts would tell you it's a huge change. Recent studies, according to the website, show that worldwide the number of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes has doubled with that 1 degree change, and that's a reason to worry. Dr. Steven Schneider, a climatologist at Stanford's Institute for International Studies, said, quote, at the moment, we've only warmed up 1 degree. What happens when we warm up 3 degrees or 5 degrees, which is projected over the next few decades towards the end of the century? No, I know. The end of the century is 95 years from now. What do we care, right? But what about 10 years from now? 12, 20, 30. A lot of you people listen to this program 30 years from now. You're assuming that there is a 30 years from now. You know, you're going to be in the prime of your lives. And then the other thing that caught my eye was published today, Reuters news agency. It's from Canberra, Australia. There's a conference down there. And it says simply, rising world temperatures could cause a significant increase in disease across Asia and Pacific Island nations, leading to conflict and leaving hundreds of millions of people displaced, a new report said on Thursday. Global warming could also lead to more droughts, floods, and typhoons, and increase the incidence of malaria, dengue fever, and cholera. Compiled by the Australian Medical Association and the Australian Conservation Foundation, the country's leading medical and environmental groups, those two, the study predicts average temperatures will rise between 1 degree Celsius, which is about 2 degrees Fahrenheit, and 6 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. The president of the Australian Medical Association said, we're not talking about a longer summer or a shorter ski season. He went on to say, climate change will damage our health. People will get sick as a direct result. People will die in larger numbers as our earth, our world, our home heats up. He said, as stresses increase, brought about by higher world temperatures, there is likely to be a shift toward authoritarian governments. At the worst case, large-scale state failure and major conflict may generate hundreds of millions of displaced people in the Asia-Pacific region, a widespread collapse of law, and numerous abuses of human rights. The report, which is titled Climate Change Health Impacts in Australia, Effects of Dramatic CO2 Emission Reductions, the report calls on governments to please, please, cut carbon dioxide emissions. Please limit the impact of global warming. Please, please do it. Please do it. I'm adding the pleases. Scientists don't say please. They just say, here's what we're facing. So I'm saying it. Please, please, can't we stop this? Can't we just stop it? And you better quit your water and love. Have not for your cup. You got a real nice planet in here. Real nice planet. Don't you better watch your atmosphere. Real nice planet. And you better quit your water and love. Real pretty planet. So have not for your cup. Clean me up. I wanna be a nutmeg tonight. Clean me up. I'm not a...
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Framing the topics, speaking truth to power,
and that other stuff too.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, Ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Auric XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
I'm a wife, a mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, oh, and a candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune high efficiency washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time. And even a king size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1.
At Fighting Bob Fest, one of the most common topics of discussion was how we, the people, can more effectively influence our elected officials. There were calls for a timely withdrawal from Iraq, campaign finance reform for Wisconsin, and impeachment proceedings against President Bush. You could hear the calls in the grandstands of the Sauk County Fairgrounds, in the breakout discussion sessions, and just meandering through the crowd. So how can progressives best accomplish their political goals? Taking a page out of the conservative political playbook, the simple answer is constant campaigning. Progressives cannot afford to wait until an election is near to begin spreading their populist message. Candidates won't admit it, but they begin campaigning the day after the election. So should we. Candidates who shun corporate campaign cash need and deserve a year-round grassroots message machine matching the voices of the overfunded few speaking on behalf of big business interests. Now more than ever, we need a constant voice explaining the agenda of the people in the face of those shouting the talking points of the few. It's a lot easier to elect someone responsive to the voters than to lobby a politician who was elected courtesy of the deep pockets of wealthy campaign contributors. The lament of the left is that we're often less than organized. As I see it, we're not as disorganized as we are fractured, focusing on specific issues that matter most to us. Wouldn't it be easier to find a candidate that will legislate on our behalf, be responsive to our concerns, and endorse the majority of the issues that matter to the people? In the same vein as businesses contributing to campaigns outside their voting district, we must do the same. We're fortunate enough to have Tammy Baldwin speaking for us in the U.S. House of Representatives, so why not begin supporting a candidate in a contested Wisconsin congressional district elsewhere? Your time or money is a valuable asset to any worthwhile grassroots cause, but it may be more valuable for a candidate outside your voting district who will speak and vote on behalf of our laundry list of progressive reform. We the people have united on issues that have largely fallen on deaf ears. Isn't it time we unite behind candidates that will listen? I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm on the mic, 92.1.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
The president had to kind of, sort of, admit a mistake. Did it take away for you with the disclaimer?
This presidential apology is not for everyone. Side effects may include headache, nausea, rectal bleeding, rickets, ectopic pregnancy, willies, heebie-jeebies, incontinence, projectile vomiting, double vision, triple sow cow, and exploding brain syndrome. Ask your political consultant if taking responsibility is right for you.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crab in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Socialism and social justice. Find out who's winning on Ring of Fire. Saturdays at 4 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
We want to work cooperatively with these countries in their efforts to reduce greenhouse emissions.
Yeah, sure you do. All right, back to the phones here, if we may. Diane is calling from Virginia. Diane, welcome to the program. Oops. Okay, we'll get the bugs worked out eventually. Let's move on to Roger, who's calling from Texas.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Roger. Hey, we got one.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a... I talked to you a week or so ago. I don't know if you remember, but I described myself as being behind the lines down here in Texas.
Yes, sir. I do remember.
Yeah. you sound a little frustrated tonight with the Democrats, and I would just suggest and hope that we stay with them. We got to give them a chance. They'll find their courage again, I think. You know, I think they will. But.
Well, when that day comes, I'll be more than happy to start supporting the Democratic Party again. In the meantime, I will support individual Democrats because I think there are still some really, really, really dedicated, pro-American, powerful, honest, truthful Democrats. But the Democratic Party is, as far as I'm concerned, is just a worn-out whore, and I'm just not interested in supporting that kind of prostitution anymore. I've had enough, and I said this months ago. This is nothing new tonight, pal. I said months ago. Yeah.
And I certainly understand your frustration, but, you know...
No, it's not frustration. It's utter, absolute, total, complete, massive, mountainous contempt for the leadership of a party that used to represent everything pro-American, everything that was decent about this country, and now it's turned into nothing, like I said, except a tired old whore, and I'm just not going into that cat house anymore. I will support separate, individual Democrats, but as far as the Democratic Party leadership, I wouldn't give you 10 cents for the whole damn clutch of them. I've had enough.
Well, I understand.
Okay. All right, what else we got on the agenda here?
And I do appreciate your show. I really, really like it a lot. Appreciate you being out there telling the truth. Something I wanted to remind you of that you probably will remember. I love the thing about Bianca tonight. Just great. Bush just gets so flustered when his little set program doesn't.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that unbelievable? And why isn't it? The situation where every single American who watched that garbage today doesn't immediately recognize what happened there.
I know it's great, but anyway, I know I can't stay on forever, but I just wanted to remind you of something. In I think it was in his second term, President Clinton, the last real president we had, he was giving a State of the Union speech. And I can't remember exactly what year. Like I said, I think it was in his second term. But it was definitely a State of the Union speech. And the speech was not on the teleprompter. Whoever was in charge of putting the speech on the teleprompter put the wrong speech on there.
Yeah, I remember that story. I don't know if it's an apocryphal story or if it's really true. I choose to believe it's really true, and I do remember that story. Clinton's a smart man. Clinton's an educated man. He's not...
He's brilliant. He never missed a beat. No one even knew that... I mean, he spoke for a long time. I can't remember. It was like 9, 10, or 11 minutes or something like that.
Right, right. Yeah, I do remember that story. Hey, Roger, thanks for checking in. Let me move on because I want to try to squeeze in a couple more calls. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. You know, the question that keeps popping up into my head, a couple of questions. Why isn't every single Democrat, especially the Democrats who constantly have the national stage, like Hillary Clinton, like Joe Biden, why isn't every single Democrat blasting this illegal war and this filthy, murderous occupation? You know, it was Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill, who supported 8 years during his presidency of these murderous sanctions that resulted in hundreds of thousands of innocent people dying, a huge number of which were children. Resulted in hundreds of thousands of people who desperately needed medical care because their country had been bombarded with depleted uranium during the Bush 1 war, being denied that medical attention. That's a legacy from Bill Clinton. And you know, this is a thing that just I don't know, frustrates me, really. Just like we were talking about last night, the United States was built on slavery and genocide. And, you know, we're not taught that. We're not taught that in school. I wasn't, and your kids aren't, and your grandkids aren't being taught that essential truth of the United States. Also, the Democratic Party does not cleanse itself of the filth and the murder and the destruction that it has brought through the history of the Democratic Party, especially in the past 50 years, but just 8 years of Clinton. And I can't handle that, you see, because I have to live inside my own skin. I have to, you know, I shave every day and I have to look in the mirror. And I have to be honest with myself. I can lie to the whole damn world, but I have to be honest with myself. And I think about what the Democratic Party has done and is doing, the party, and what some of the leadership has done. And I think about what the Democratic Party leadership could be doing and is not. Cowardly bastards, dirty, rotten cowards. And moral issues about this bogus war on terror aside, from a purely political standpoint, what the hell does the Democratic Leadership Conference or the Democratic Party or the leading Democrats, what do they have to lose by opposing an illegal invasion and a murderous war? The majority of Americans now oppose the war. Why doesn't the Democratic Party? Damn you. Damn you, DLC. And damn you, Howard Dean. You don't even have to lead anymore. None of you Democrats do. The American public is now saying no. And Hillary Clinton, how dare you? How dare you want to be the president and ask me for my vote when you are supporting the idea of more troops, more death, more destruction? You go to hell, lady. You go straight to hell and take your partner Schumer with you and take Biden and take all of you people. Support the Democratic Party in a pig's ass. I'll never do it. They're a war party. They're a death party. They're a destruction party. And they're worse than Republicans because they're hypocrites. What is it about the DLC that they don't demand that our young men and women come home? That the killing stop? What is there for these Democrats to support in this war in Iraq? Who is it that they're trying to impress? You filthy hypocrites. Republicans aren't worth the powder to blow them to hell. Everybody knows what a Republican stands for. Death, destruction, brutalizing, social experimentation, social Darwinism. They're pigs. But I always believed in the Democratic Party. I always thought, well, you know, the Democratic Party, the coalition builders. Oh, I know the party's gotten off track many times. But don't even talk to me. And as far as these pissy little emails I get about, oh, how can you say that about John Kerry? How can you say that about Howard Dean? How can I say what? Point out the obvious? Dean and Kerry together couldn't carry Dennis Kucinich's jockstrap where it concerns an honest approach and appeal to peace. You remember Dennis Kucinich, don't you, fellow Democrats? The little guy. The one nobody wanted to hear from. Oh, let's go for Kerry. No, let's go for Dean. And you remember what Mike Malloy said? Hey, listen, I support Kucinich, but after the primaries, we got to back the Democratic nominee. Oh, Jesus. Never again. Never again. Never, never, never will I ever again say something like that if that Democratic nominee is not a real Democrat. John Kerry is not a Democrat. Hillary Clinton is not a Democrat. Howard Dean is not a Democrat. And all of a sudden, Russ, by God, Feingold is not a Democrat. Not by the definition of what the Democratic Party is supposed to be. These are Republicans. These are corporate shills. Deep breath. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Welcome to the program, Priscilla.
Hey, Mike, thank you for playing Leonard Cohen. He just about...
Hey, did he have a birthday today?
My birthday?
No, no. Somebody sent me something that said they thought today was Leonard Cohen's birthday.
Oh, I have no idea, but I'm Canadian.
Okay.
I love this guy. Whenever I'm really depressed, I listen to him, and today I was depressed, and I was listening to him this afternoon.
I'll be darned.
What do we do? What do we do with these Democrats? I mean, they
you don't support. You just don't support them. Don't support the party.
I used to send money to the.
No,
to
God, don't do that. You know, don't do that because that reinforces what they're doing. Support individual Democrats who are real Democrats. I believe that. I would no more support a Republican than I would open up my own carotid artery. But I will support individual Democrats. Hold on a second, Priscilla. We got a break. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Support the troops, not the liars. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Oreck Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
The Alfred Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let's go to Senator Barbara Boxer from the great state of California. Senator, your state is certainly no stranger to disasters.
This administration has turned FEMA into a dumping ground for Bush's political friends. You want to dump people, you should have put them over at the RNC where they do politics, not put them in a place where they can hurt people.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species. species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is the stretch pants are very swimmy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? You know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Massive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Taking back America one morning at a time. This is Stephanie Miller, and I'm on The Mike, weekday mornings at 8. End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour yesterday, according to James in Wisconsin, yesterday was Cohen's birthday. He is 71. Is that right? Born in 1934. Is that right, Kathy?
You don't ask me to do math.
Don't ask you to do math? Okay. Before we go back, we're coming right back, Priscilla. Thanks to the crew tonight for the program, for making the program happen. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Stan Stolfiak in New York, and David Fizikas. I understand a couple of these people are getting promoted. We're going to have some new people. Is that right? Oh. our outside crew, Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim in Arkansas, and our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Thanks, everybody. And if you're in the New York City area this week, and remember, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, go by the Raven one of those days. We'll be there Sunday. And they're having benefits for hurricane survivors. We'll be there Sunday night, Kathy and I and the kid, to drink some beer and hang out. Raven-NYC.com. Back to Priscilla in Montana. All right, where were we?
Where were we? Well, I've got to tell you how disgusted I was about the vote on Roberts today. We have two senators and a representative who is useless as... I won't even say it. And Max Baucus, who is a Democrat, which I guess he can afford to be because he comes from a multi-gazillionaire ranching family, voted for Roberts.
Yeah. How'd you like to live in Wisconsin where both of the senators voted for him?
That would be even more depressing.
Both the Democratic senators, I should say.
But we have one, you know, way wacky right-wing guy, Conrad Burns. But Baucus purports to be a Democrat, and he voted for Roberts. It's a sad day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do not know. What are we going to do? These are supposed to be the people who are going to support ordinary Americans and fight against this crazy right-wing, corporate-driven Republican agenda, and they're not doing Baucus for us.
I know. That's the part I don't understand. You know, this crop of Democrats that run the party right now, with a couple of exceptions, are apparently very, very cowardly. Okay, that's understandable. A lot of people say, well, they don't want to be well-stoned. But, okay, be cowards, but for God's sake, the American public now, the majority of the American public is against this war. So can't we have some Democratic senators who will make an unequivocal stand against this war and call Bush what he is, a filthy murderer? If this were a different country, a different a governing system, whether it's parliamentary or some sort of multi-party system, the opposition would be screaming bloody murder. But in this country, the Democrats sit back on their asses and they won't do anything, and I'm so sick of it.
Can you explain something?
Sure.
Why does Hillary Clinton think that anybody on the Democratic side would vote for her? I mean, is her head firmly stuck in the sand?
I don't think she is counting on that many Democrats. I think she's counting on a lot of Republicans. That's why she's taking the positions that she's taken. You know, she is as much of a Republican Olympia. Olympia Snow or Lieberman. No, she's as much a Republican as real Republicans. Lincoln Chafee, I think even some Republicans are to the left of her. So, no, Hillary Clinton can go straight to hell as far as a run for the presidency. If she gets the nomination, I'll do everything in my power, short of working for a Republican, to work against her. I will. I mean, I would never, like I said, I will open up a vein. I will send my own self to hell before I would ever assist a Republican. I would just get out of it before I would back Hillary against a Republican. I'll just bail out.
Well, you know, I just don't understand why these people in Washington, do you ever read David Sirota? This is a guy who used to live in Washington.
Yes, I do.
They are so out of touch with America, it just blows my mind.
I know.
I mean, I think they're going to sort of wake up on November 3, 2006 and think, oh my God, we didn't know.
Yeah. We didn't know.
Hey, Mike, keep up the good work. You know, we need you guys out there.
All right, thanks, Priscilla. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice
and,
evening.
And happy birthday to your daughter.
Yeah, she's 14 months old today.
Hey, bye.
Thanks Priscilla.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We were in the house today with Molly. And she's been pulling herself up on stuff for a couple of months. I mean, my God, she's 14 months old. I have a daughter, Wendy, who's in her 30s right now. She started walking when she was 10 months old. My other daughter, Libby, I think, started walking when she was 11 or 12 months old. But Molly has just not really wanted to walk. She has this little scoot thing that she does that is hysterical when you see it. Oh, my God, she just scoots across the floor on her butt. But she's been standing up. Today, we were up in the bedroom, and it's carpeted up there, so she can get a pretty firm grip with her bare feet. We don't ever put shoes on her, not yet, you know. So she's standing up, and it was either me or Kathy, I forget who, but one of us said, come on, Molly, come on. And she started walking. Oh, my God. You know, she took three steps with this great big grip. You know, you've had kids. You know how this is. I've had kids. I know this. But you tend to forget. You know, you tend to forget those magic moments when a kid first takes a step, and you think, oh my God, they're connecting themselves to the earth. They're centering themselves on this planet. They're declaring their connection. Right? I mean, isn't that what it is? And she took those first steps today, and we were just standing there, Kathy and I, just whooping and hollering, and Molly was clapping her hands, and whew. I'll see you Monday night. Have a good weekend. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Radio.
I'm Cindy Sheehan. My life was devastated on April 4, 2004, when my son Casey was killed in Iraq. I blame George Bush for sending our brave soldiers to die in a war based on lies. Please join me and other military families in a massive rally on September 24th in Washington, D.C. to say, support our troops. Bring them home now.
Events organized by United for Peace and Justice. For details, see CodePinkAlert.org.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many